In example 6.6, letter A, B, and C all have the same basic progression. It's just one going to five with a mi, re, soprano line. So here's the basic progression without any embellishing tones. Here's letter A. The alto has an incomplete neighbor tone, that's the E, so it's jumped to, or skipped to, and resolved up by step. Note here that by skip I'm referring to the interval of a third, whereas by leap I'm referring to a fourth or larger, but effectively they're very similar, so it's approached by skip or leap. Also please note that this incomplete neighbor tone is on a weak beat or a weak part of a beat. That's actually more common than having it be on a strong beat, but we'll see about a strong beat a little bit later. In letter B, the soprano has an incomplete neighbor tone. Now it's moved to by step and skipped away from. That's another way that these incomplete neighbor tones can go. So this particular type of incomplete neighbor tone, where it's moved to by step and skipped or leaped away from, is, and it's on a weak beat, is also called an escape tone. And in letter C, the same basic progression now has an incomplete neighbor in the alto, but this one is different in that it's on the strong beat, beat 3 of the measure. You'll hear that it sounds almost like a suspension. It's not actually a suspension because it doesn't have the preparation, but it does have the dissonant note on the strong beat and the resolution down by step. This kind of incomplete neighbor tone, where it's leapt to, it occurs on a strong beat, and it resolves by step in the opposite direction of the leap, which in this case is down, is also known as an appoggiatura. So those are three different types of incomplete neighbor tones. Just the regular one, which doesn't have its own special name, in A, the escape tone in B, and the appoggiatura in C. Once again, these are all incomplete neighbor tones, just letter B and C have an additional special name.